Good morning, God's children. Good morning. All right. This morning, I would like to talk to each and every one of you about faith. Where does your faith stand? Are you walking by faith or are you walking by sight? What if I told you that you had to make a decision based on your faith? It may be brutal or even fatal. Is your will and faith in the Lord that strong and mighty? If you had a way out of this, what will your options be? Will you back down and walk away? Or is your faith that strong that you will endure that pain and agony because your belief in what you stand for is righteous? In Matthew chapter 26, verse 69 through 75, it shows us how Peter doubted Jesus because of his lack of faith. Now, Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came up to him and said, "You also were with Jesus that Galilean." But he denied it before them all, saying, "I do not know what you mean." And when he went out to the entrance, another servant girl saw him, and she said to another servant girl, the bystanders, "The man was with Jesus of Nazareth." And again he denied it with an oath, "I do not know that man." After a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter, "Certainly, you are one of them, for your accent betrays you." Then he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, "I do not know the man." And immediately the rooster crowed, and Peter remembered the saying of Jesus, "Before the rooster crows, you would deny me three times." And he went out and wept bitterly. Our faith shouldn't be like Peter's. If I told you those that despise God's children threatened to kill you, perhaps with a sword pointed toward your abdominal area, how would you react to that? If you confess to that evildoer that you believed in God, you will face the wrath of that sword. Just think about that sharp sword against your flesh, the ripping of your vital organs, all your blood vessels, and tearing you into halves. Just think about that, how gruesome that is. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 36 through 38, those Christians of that time faced that, but their ties of faith were so strong that they endured pain. They were stoned, cut, imprisoned, they were tortured. But why? Because they walked by faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 speaks of that. Early Christians of those times understood and trusted in God, no matter what the case was. That's what type of faith we need to have. An example of a man walking by faith is Noah. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. By faith he trusted in God to build the ark, gather every animal and tools in preparation of the flood, without any doubts. I have three marks I would like to touch upon based on walking by faith, not by hearing. But can I ask you this question? My first point is this: how do some lose their faith? I know for some of you, light bulbs just went off in your head because you know why. Is your excuse of lack of faith is the reason why because of people that you hang around with? If so, you can invite them. That makes a difference. After all, Acts chapter 2, verse 47 shows that God added Christians to his church. Could it be that you forsake the assembly? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Some may say, well, you know, it's okay. I attend Bible class every once in a while, maybe every 2 weeks on Wednesdays, or I may come to Sunday worship maybe once a month. You know, that might say, you might say, oh, you know, that's good enough for me, but that's not good enough for God. It's not enough for God. All Christians need the church, says Romans chapter 12, verse 15. All Christians need and must worship. I say that again. I rephrase that and I say that. All Christians need and we must worship God. Acts 2:42 speaks of fellowship. We must admonish one another's companies as our brethren and sisters in Christ and continue to worship together. Here's my next reason why we lose faith. Is it that we doubt God's presence? For some of us, is that the case? It shouldn't be. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 5 through 9, that is, God promised to be with his people. Thou art is with us, just like in when Daniel was in the lion's den. Daniel chapter 6, verse 20 through 22 speaks of that, the trial of when Daniel was in the lion's den. God, he protected him, even though he was in that den, and Daniel thought that, you know, those lions were going to come after him. God looked after for him. So we should have that same faith, knowing that whatever we go through in this lifetime, God will look after for us. We as Christians, we need to stop dwelling on the things that are seen, but we need to start looking at the things that are unseen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18 speaks of that. In addition to my reasons why some have lost faith, it may be their lack of speaking about God's word. God gave his people the greatest message on earth, which was his son. Come on now, you expect God for us just to keep that word, his wonderful word, to ourselves? No, he didn't want us to do that. He wanted us to spread it unto every creature. Says Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Also in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, God tells us not to be ashamed of the gospel. On the flip side, the fear of total commitment to God's will often put us in a minor setback at times. But the commands of God expects and deserves full dedication to him, his son, and his will. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, speaks of that as well. We as Christians must remember to present our lives as a living sacrifice to him. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Now here's my second but not least point. Don't get that wrong. How can you keep your faith? What must you do? You can start off by making up your mind, for one thing. We can make up our mind to choose what's right. Job chapter 34, verse 4. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, hungering and thirsting for righteousness and spiritual nourishment will fulfill the need of keeping that faith of God's word. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, we must also love the truth. How can we go out into the world and spread the truth and we don't have no regard or love for it? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10 through 11 speaks of that as well. In extending our faith, we must also keep in mind that we must be a servant. We must be a servant in the Lord's church. You must continue to do God's works and his wills. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. Especially for those who are and live in the household of faith, which is the church. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, the Bible tells us that Satan will test our faith. Satan, to this very day, he puts us through many trials and tribulations. But guess what? The battle belongs to the Lord, before we leave our house, before we go to work, before we go to school, we must realize that we need to put that armor and that shield on for Christ. If not, Satan will come at us at our least moments, when it's least expected. Without that armor, you're vulnerable. We need to always remember that before we leave the house, keep that armor on for which God is with us. There shouldn't be a doubt that you can overcome anything or any hard times that you go through in your life. Besides, in the meantime, we have a wonderful reward waiting for us, which is the crown of life. I've mentioned to you only one promise that will come to pass if you fervently keep your faith. That's just a start, guys. That's only one reward. Think about all the many more we have in store for us if we do God's will. Amongst that, how wonderful will it be for that day that God will tell us, well done, come along, welcome. I can't wait till that day. I really can't, because the things that I've been going through within these last couple of weeks, man, I wish I was in heaven with God right now. But in the meantime, besides the humorous jokes, but we need to realize that God's will is the only thing that we need to worry about in this lifetime. Matthew chapter 23 and verse 34 talks about the welcome call, that call home of him saying, come on, come into the kingdom. Now I ask you this in closing. Where do you stand today? Is your faith lacking? If so, you need to do something about it right now before it's too late, before the end comes, right beneath your feet. Thank you.